Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
It is 7:48. And we are going inside the warped female brain right now as a public service. So it's been a few weeks. If you're a guy and you are confused by the way that the brain of the female in your life works, you may now ask Danielle any and all questions, and she will explain how that very warped, very psychotic, very crazy female brain works. Here is a seven, and just text your question to the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107, gentlemen. All right? Danielle, 774 text. Is a vibrator an acceptable birthday gift for my wife, or will she be creeped out? That is a 774 text this morning.
If she already owns vibrators, it's probably a good gift. If you invested in like a high-end model that's, you know, USB capability, can sync with your iPhone, et cetera, et cetera.
What?
I myself prefer the simpler models.
Did you get notifications from your vibrator?
Yes.
On your
Charge me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, to play music while you're using it, kid.
Yeah, they have that one that plays the music.
Oh, that's sure. Right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But if she doesn't have anything like that, I would steer clear and maybe save that for a stocking stuff for next Christmas.
Okay,
no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah, How about a gift certificate?
I guess you
to
could.
Like amazing.
I think it's the same. Personal.
I think it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Because you don't necessarily have to buy that particular thing.
Like, yeah,
right.
For handcuffs, you know, or something inflatable.
Here's a 508 text. I had an ex text me the other day saying that she's been stalking me on Facebook. Mm. And she also started insulting my girlfriend and then said she was going to friend request her and tell her that we used to date and hook up. Why would she do this and what should I do?
Because she hates you and you did something bad to her and she's been sitting on it until she can finally get to somebody's Facebook profile, like a good patient stalker woman does, and now she wants to ruin your life.
Why? Why does she want to ruin?
Because you're a jerk. Because you probably did something to hurt her. Why? And she's butthurt. She hasn't gotten over it.
Yeah,
and now she wants to ruin your life.
Well,
what
much
if you
like
got,
LB's ex-wives.
What if you got her the vibrator?
Oh, well, that might help.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an 857 text. I'm dating a girl who is awful at responding to text messages.
Oh, are we dating?
But when she does, she says everything I want to hear.
Okay.
She's also awful at hanging out. But she will make the 20-minute drive to my house after working all day to sleep over for 6 hours and then drive all the way back home.
Mm.
Is this a serious relationship or am I being played?
Feels like the latter. Maybe she doesn't want a serious relationship and she's happy keeping you for a booty call. We talked about this yesterday, right? Like just if you're okay with maintaining an FWB, friends with benefits situation, then great. If you're not. But the problem is people that are not great about responding to texts usually don't change that habit. So you either have to deal with it or move on.
Is that a generational thing?
I don't think it is. I think it's just like for myself, I mentally reply to a lot of texts in my head. So whether if somebody texts me in the morning while we're on the show or while I'm driving or whatever, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll get back to that later. And I think I've responded. And then I look 2 days later, I'm like, oh, I never replied to you. I'm sorry. Did whatever you were trying to get me to help you with die?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a chick that's dating multiple guys.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
She's going somewhere else and
it's just that she's not serious with anybody, but she dates more than one guy.
Sure.
Yeah. She has a boyfriend.
And what's the big deal?
Here's a 508 text. Last night I got too drunk on a double date with a smoke.
Oh, boy.
Felt like I made an idiot out of myself. What is the best way to redeem myself?
Act like nothing happened. Be passive aggressive about it.
Really?
Till she brings it up.
Don't apologize. Don't acknowledge it.
No,
don't reach out this morning.
Like, hey,
I mean, it was last night.
Does that work?
No.
Okay, I thought you're being facetious. You got to tell me, because I'm a simple man here.
Just be like, hey, last night I think I might have been a little out of hand. I'm sorry if that bothered you at all. I'm not normally like that. Keep it short and sweet. Don't make a big, huge deal out of it, because if she doesn't think it's a big deal, then at least she's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. At least he's addressing it. But if she does think it's a big deal and you keep playing into it, she's going to make it into something much bigger. So just keep it short and sweet.
Flowers?
No.
No?
That flowers, to me, signal you did something wrong.
It's 2017. Send cash.
Right?
Send a
just
card
Venmo
cash.
Me.
Here's a, we're going inside the warped female brain, as we do from time to time on this show. If you're a guy and you're confused by anything that has occurred with a woman in your life, you may text your question to Danielle, and she will allow you a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. Here's a leftover Christmas issue, as Mike Shue predicted there would be.
Oh, yeah.
617 text. I was shopping online for my wife for Christmas, and I found leggings with knee pads in them. I gave them to her as her Christmas gift, and she is extremely angry. What should I do?
Get her something that's not signaling that you want oral.
Get her something else? Is that the problem?
That's like buying her a vacuum for your anniversary. I want you, here's something that will allow you to do work to make me happier. Make it about her. Go buy something else. Go buy something with diamonds in it or something.
Although it's good to know those are available. Let me
taking
notes.
Are those on Amazon?
Everything's on Amazon, Rob.
978 text. I'm 34. In the past, I have dated older women. Mm-hmm. My last girlfriend was 49. But when I got to know her daughter, who was 19, we really hit it off as well.
Oh, God. Oh,
I ended up breaking things off, and since then, the daughter and I have been in a year-long relationship and recently moved in together. We want to tell her mom about it, but we don't want to cause any serious issues. How do you think the mom will handle finding out about us?
Not well, probably. Would you? And I suspect you already knew that, which is why neither of you mentioned it to her
right.
over the past, you know, it's... You know, I could see waiting a few months or 6 months maybe to see if the relationship is solid before, you know, introducing your significant other to your parents. If your girlfriend or boyfriend hasn't met your parents and they don't know about them after a year, that's a problem. So you need to address it.
But it's because he dated the mom.
I get it. But you knew that going in that you dated mom. So you knew there was probably going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Obscure reference. Yeah. The Graduate. With Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, snap.
Mrs. Robinson, I believe you're trying to seduce me.
Plastics. One word, Benjamin. Plastics.
Yeah.
I met a girl, 508 text. I met a girl. We went on a date. Everything went fantastic. She told me she had no boyfriend, but she only wanted to be friends, maybe with benefits.
Yep.
Is she just using me to get to go out to dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you're cool with it, you're getting some sex on the side, great.
If he is, but she's not even saying that that's going to happen.
So maybe. Well, I guess it depends where you take her. If she's just trying to get
Listen.
Dinner. No, I'm sorry. If I'm taking you to, like, you know, some Greasy Spoon or something, which I would prefer.
Sure.
But then if I'm taking you to Abe and Louie's, would that make it a little easier for me to get into your pants?
Sure.
Yeah.
So no, not me. I like all kinds of food.
Right? Maybe she's just waiting to hear where you take her to dinner.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 617 text. 49-year-old man here. Recently met an amazing 26-year-old woman.
Okay.
Who says she's falling madly in love with me.
Aww.
My question is, how do I know if she's a gold digger? Well, you came to the right
clearly
place.
You have money.
Clearly he has money.
If you don't have money, you're not worried about her being a gold digger, right?
Well, maybe he's just thinking about, does she want gifts or does she...
Here's an idea. Let's flip the situation around. You're a 49-year-old dude dating a 26-year-old chick. What's your problem?
What's wrong?
You creep?
What's he...
Why can't you date a woman your own age, right? Right.
Well, I mean,
are you just in it because she's 26 and it's a hot young model?
How would he know?
To drive around?
Who may be incredibly intelligent and great at conversation.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she
may
is.
Share interests and, you know.
Maybe
she's on fleek.
Maybe he loves Snapchat and that's how
exactly.
That's what they have in common.
Loves the new filters.
too many questions. Just enjoy.
The guy shouldn't worry about it.
What do you care? The first time she tries to get extra cake out of you, I'd say no, and then she'll probably, if she cuts you off, you know, she's a
he'll
just get what you can while the getting's good.
Let me see the underside of your fingernails, Sheila.
617 text, I have a 2-year girlfriend.
Yeah.
I rarely get to see her with her work schedule. I need a side piece. What is the best way to approach other girls with that offer?
Break up with your girlfriend first and then go find someone else to date. Please. I need a side piece. You're an a-hole.
What if he's honest?
Just stay with the relationship thing for a second.
Yeah.
Figure that out first. Don't just go cheat, because then you know what's going to happen. You're going to find a side piece that's all cool with it. Neither she's going to go psycho on you and demand that you break up with the girlfriend. That's going to ruin everything. Or you're going to get herpes. Either way, you lose. Break up with the girlfriend and go find somebody else.
Jeez.
Well, I read that they
sometimes
finally,
you have to go aggressive. Show.
I read this morning, news-wise, that they believe they have found a cure for the or something that will stop at least the super gonorrhea.
Really?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yes. Finally,
science has been
super
working.
Antibiotic.
It's like some new form of an antibiotic.
All right.
Because, you know, we talked about the super gonorrhea because people are becoming resistant to antibiotics. Danielle blames me because I get a Z-Pack for everything, but it's not my fault. But
no,
did Charlie Sheen find it?
I think it was Trump. Trump's making sex unprotected sex great again.
It was funded by Tinder.
All right. Well,
by the way, there's a super strain of E. coli right now that they've found on seagulls in Alaska, which could infect humans, which is going to be a massive problem because it's antibiotic resistant.
Really? Oh. Zombie apocalypse. Yep. There it is right there. Yep.
Seagull apocalypse.
Seagull apocalypse.
All those years of chasing it away from my blanket on the beach, they're finally going to get back at me.
Here's a 919 text. Where's that from, Danielle?
Stand by.
As we go inside the warped female brain.
Hello, Raleigh, North Carolina area.
Hey. Raleigh. Oh, North Carolina is a beautiful state.
It is.
It's a beautiful
state. The Outer Banks. Yeah. Lovely place.
Oh, the best.
Lovely place.
Duck, North Carolina.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Beautiful. How do I get my wife to do her share of the cleaning and the housework? We have two young kids, and we both work full time.
Mm.
So she's always claiming that she's stressed out. How do I get her to do it?
That's going to have to be a sit down conversation. I'm not married, nor do I have children, so maybe someone else can offer a helpful tip. But
my answer would be, who cares?
Yeah, hire someone.
I don't worry about that guy. I mean, if you got clothes on the floor, you got clothes on the floor. Step over them.
That works for about a week.
Dishes in the sink. There are dishes in the sink. Well, who cares? Step over them.
Step over them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
978 text. I'm a bit concerned because my wife of 16 years recently told me to start having sex with other women so I have ideas that I can bring home for the bedroom.
Can't she just watch porn for that?
But what do you think this means?
I think she's sleeping with another guy.
she is.
Already.
Well, she can't get half in the divorce if he's not cheating as well.
Right. So.
Is that what it is, you
something's
think?
Something's going on.
100%.
Yeah.
Experienced divorcee over here.
Either that or she's sick of you all together and wants you to find something that you can just hit on the side and not bother her.
Mm.
That's why she's giving you the pass.
She's
like, you know
tired.
What? I love you. Huh. We can stay married. This is great. I'm done with the sex. Why don't you go get that someplace else without actually telling you that?
She wants your sweaty, fat ass off of her and onto somebody
get
else.
Get out of here. When are you going to shave your back?
Is that
get
for
out.
Just like you say, Hillman, for every hot guy, there's a woman sick of having sex with him.
That's true.
Oh, no, that's the other way around.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.